Berkey today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. A little drizzly where I live. We talked to some people from Cape Cod, and they said they're getting some drizzle and rain over there. I'm in southern Maine in Kennebunk, and we're getting drizzle and some rain here, too. Not a good day to spend a lot of time outside, but if you need to do transplanting, excuse me, today is the perfect day. So if you have some plants that have tend to outgrown where they live, dig them up and move them to a new site. A good day to do potting. And talking about potting, you know, if you have a big container, 18, 24, 30 inch, these big, beautiful containers, you put a 50 pound bag of marble chip in that, and then you fill it full of soil, you can't move it. Well, there's a new product on the market. It's called Better Than Rocks. And it is really a neat product. I tried some this year. I put them in my containers, and I can literally pick up these containers now and move them. And it's going to be great for the fall and winter months because I can pick up my container and put it in the garage for the winter without having all my kids come out to give me a hand to move them. And to tell you about Better Than Rocks, we have John this morning, and he's going to tell us about the product. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good. It's kind of raining here in Wisconsin, too, and has been for about 2 weeks now. And it's one of the reasons that Better Than Rocks was invented. Since my containers got so waterlogged and soaked, I was looking for a good way to get some good drainage. And I started putting this non-woven plastic mesh in the bottom of my pots instead of rocks. And lo and behold, I started getting good drainage, and the more layers I put in, the less potting soil I needed, so I had lighter pots. I'm like, wow, this is better than rocks, which it is.
What does better than rocks look like? Could you explain that to our listeners so they have some idea what it looks like?
Most people would say it looks like, Paul, it looks like a furnace filter, but it's actually engineered to be, it's got really thick fibers, so it's about an inch and three quarters thick. It's green, and it's got all these different fibers that are kind of loosely put together, and it creates kind of a nice thick pad that holds up under soil, but has enough open space that water drains through it really nicely.
Now, once you put the better than rocks in, the thing that I liked about it is the soil did not move. In the past, I've used like packing peanuts, and by the time the year's over, the packing peanuts have all come to the surface.
Right.
And you get a real mess on your hands. But this is really a great product.
Even the gardeners that still like to use the packing peanuts, I tell them to use Better Than Rocks. Just put a layer right on top of that so that, again, your packing peanuts aren't bubbling to the surface. So it makes a great soil separator. Even using what you currently have, and it's really been fantastic for that as well.
Now, Better Than Rocks, how is it made? Is it made with recycled products or new products or?
Yeah, it's made from 100% recycled plastic. It's all post-consumer, you know, pop bottles, milk jugs, that kind of material. And then we blend the fibers to make the product itself. You can use it indefinitely. I've had some pieces I've used for over 10 years now. So it's not something you have to throw away every year and get something new. It's really a long-term product.
The one thing that I liked about it is I had a container that I had planted, and I had used Better Than Rocks. And one of the dogs ran by it, knocked it over, and when the container fell, I was curious to see what would happen, and noticed that the roots could grow right through the product. And compared to packing peanuts, it's a real mess, but they grew right through it, and we had unbelievable drainage with this product, which is what I liked. And it seemed to almost let the air into the soil so that you didn't have any rotting of the root system. Is that the main objective of this, is to keep the roots from sitting in water, besides making your containers lighter so that you can move it?
Right. And like you said, this kind of weather, especially in early June, is the perfect test of your planter drainage. And when your roots get wet and sitting at the bottom of your pot, you get a perched water table. Well, Better Than Rocks pretty much avoids any permanent water at the base of the roots, so that the roots are healthy, the plant stays healthy. And not only does it survive well and with the air for in a wet environment, we've been noticing some heat tolerance as well. And I'm not sure if that's just the air moving down there or separation from the deck itself or patio. But in the hot months, your smaller plants seem to do well also.
Now, I understand you have come out with a quarterly newsletter. Is that something that our listeners can sign up for?
Yep. You can easily sign up for our newsletter at betterthanrocks.com at our website. And we put in a few tips. We have prizes that we give away on the newsletter, and we allow people to post pictures of their favorite containers and container recipes that they might have out in their backyard.
Now, if people go to the website, can they find out where they can buy it? Because I know you're a new company, and it's not always easy to find new products. And if they go to your website, betterthanrocks.com, will they be able to locate a store where they can see it and purchase it?
Yep, absolutely. We have a where to buy button on our website, and just pick your state, and it'll tell you the cities that, and I'm sorry, stores, and what cities that are located. We're pretty much available at independent garden centers and also at True Value stores.
Now, I understand that you're putting together a Paul Parent discount for Better Than Rocks. Can you tell listeners about that?
Well, we know that you have a great following of gardeners, Paul, and we wanted to give them a deal, especially listen to your show. So we have if you order from our website, we have a discount that you just enter Paul P. It's P-A-U-L-P or P-A-U-L space P, and both will work for a $10 off a roll of Better Than Rocks.
So it comes as squares, or there's like a bulk rolls for like window boxes and things like that too. Now, how easy is it to cut this? So if you get a roll of it, I mean, you're going to need any special cutting tools to cut it to the size that you want?
I use a larger scissors, like a Fiskars with maybe a 4-inch cutter, because then your scissor blades don't get cut in the fibers themselves. But it's pretty easy to cut.
Yep. And you can use this over and over again, you said.
Right. Like I said, I have some pieces I've been using for over 10 years. And even after 2 or 3 years, when you maybe recycle your pot and your favorite deck planter, you'll notice that it almost looks like new even after a few seasons. So it holds up very well under soil.
Wow. Now, how did you get this idea, John? I mean, this is unique. It's something different. It's something that is going to save people money because if you know they don't have to put as much soil in that container besides making it lighter. But how did you get the idea to create better than rocks?
Well, I can't take all the credit. My wife is an avid container gardener, and she really, really wanted her pots to do well out in our decks and some of the yard. And we happen to have this particular kind of material because we also manufacture building product for that goes beyond brick and stone. So when her pots started getting waterlogged and this time of the year with all the rain we're having, I'm like, well, some of her plants would start dying and we'd have to repot. I'm thinking, well, we got to have something we can put in the bottom of these pots that's going to make their plants last longer and have these things drain better. So it all started out of a need for better drainage. And she said, well, hey, why don't we try the material that we already have? And so we put them in there, and next thing you know, I'm not having to run out and pull the plants under the eave in my back deck or haul them in the garage because they're getting waterlogged. Or So that's just kind of born out of necessity, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, I planted a regular basket. I have a great big basket. It's about 2 feet wide, maybe 15, 18 inches high with a big handle on it. And I wanted to grow something in it. So I used the Better Than Rocks as a liner so that the soil wouldn't come out. Filled it with soil, and it works wonderful. Give us the website one more time, John.
Yeah, Paul, you can go to www.betterthanrocks.com, and you can find all you need to know about Better Than Rocks, where to buy it, and sign up for a newsletter, too.
Thank you, John. Have a great day. Folks, I want to tell you about a new organic fertilizer that's an absolute powerhouse in terms of its nutritional value. Converted Organics all-natural fertilizers are rich in organic matter, protein, and humic acid, and deliver high-quality turf and a healthy soil. So why Converted Organics? By using Converted Organics fertilizer, your lawn will have a lush green color and more durable. What's more, you can reduce negative environmental impacts, eliminate the use of chemicals, reduce the amount of water required for your lawn, and increase the soil health. This spring, nourish your lawn and garden with Converted Organics all-natural organic fertilizers. Available at Home Depot, Whole Foods, and selected independent garden centers in the Northeast. To find a store near you and sign up for a chance to win a free organic lawn care makeover, visit convertedorganics.com/home. Converted Organics, safe and effective. Now the spring is here. Look at your lawn. Are there dead patches here and there? Don't panic. You do not have to reseed the whole lawn. Just use Ultra Lawn Patch from AM Turf. Just sprinkle it on the dead spots. Ultra Lawn Patch is a revolutionary, all-natural mulch filled with quality grass seed and a natural fertilizer in one package. The special mulch will hold the seed in place, keep the moisture there longer for faster germination. That's Ultra Lawn Patch by AM Turf. Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilom Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilom Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilom.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. ErrantAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237 at extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237 extension 108.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and where I live here in southern Maine, it's drizzly and rainy. Not a good day, but it's a good day to transplant. So I've got a few perennials that need to be moved around, and a good day to fertilize. So if you have containers and they're not doing what they should, get some Osmocote pellets and put them in your containers. That's going to help them. And if you have a lawn that dries out or your town has a water ban, get a product called Organic Water Wizard. And you spray this on your lawn, and it will cut the water demands of your lawn incredible. One application of this Organic Water Wizard in 3 months will pull over 16,000 gallons of moisture out of the air. It was developed for the golf course industry. So if you don't want your lawn to turn brown, you don't want to water as much as you have in the past, because water can be expensive if you have to pay for it. But for every 4,000 square feet that you treat, you'll save 16,000 gallons of water. Go to this website, You Water Less, L-E-S-S, U, the letter U, waterless.com for information. Don, who's up next?
This is Jim from Cape Cod, who has a couple of questions. One is about his rock wall, and the other is about lima beans.
Okay. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I've got a couple of questions for you. I just put in a couple large rock walls, and I'd like to know what I can do to make them look a little bit aging. And
the second question
was lima beans. They came up about 2 inches, and they turned kind of a rusty color and stopped growing. And that's my question.
Have they made leaves yet? Have your lima beans made foliage?
They started to make leaves, and they turned a little bit rusty, and that's where they stopped.
Okay. Lima beans like heat, and we really haven't had a lot of heat in the last couple of weeks. I would just get a product like Miracle-Gro, give them a good shot of fertilizer. The weathermen are talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week. It's going to be back into the mid-80s. most of the time they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but that's their guess. So if you can get a liquid feed like Miracle-Gro and pump it to all of your plants, it's going to soak into the ground. The roots will pull it up, store it. And when the heat comes, goodbye. On your stone walls, if you want to make them look like they've been there forever, when I was in college, what my teacher showed us, he actually, one of our teachers showed us how to build a stone wall. And we got it all built. He said, I want to show you how to make it look like it's old. And if you want to grow like lichens and mosses on it, all he did is this. We bought whole milk, just a regular gallon of whole milk. Take the cover off and put the milk in the middle of your driveway where it's going to get nice and hot on a sunny day. The milk's going to separate, and you'll see kind of a murky water on the bottom, and it's going to get chunky on the top. Takes about an hour, maybe 2 hours, depending on how hot it is. But once you see that it separates, put the cover back on, give it a good shake, and splash this sour milk all over your stone wall. Do it 3 times a week apart, and I guarantee you, by the time the fall gets here, you will have a lawn, you will have a stone wall with a lot of character. The other thing that you can do is get yogurt, just plain white yogurt, and mix it with the same amount of water and really whip it up really good so it's a nice liquid. And you can paint the yogurt with a brush, or you can put it in a watering can once you've really thinned it out and water the stone wall with that. I've done the yogurt on some concrete statues. I have in my backyard, when you come to see it for the garden tour, I have what I call the Saint's Garden. And I have a statue of St. Anthony, St. Francis, and St. Fiacca. And St. Fiacca is the patron saint of gardeners. And St. Anthony, he's had some yogurt on him, and he's green, and it works wonderful. So sour milk, but make sure if you put the gallon of milk in your driveway someplace where it's going to get the sun, you take the cover off. If you don't, it's going to explode, and you'll have a real mess.
Imagine a fertilizer that gives you a lush, beautiful lawn and a safe place to garden with the grandkids, play fetch with Fido, or chase butterflies with Fluffy the cat. It's Bradfield Organics, and it works with nature, not against it. Bradfield Organics is pleasant to use. No waiting, no worries, just beautiful results. Now in 5 varieties.
Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand-name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoubliShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Jack from Massachusetts, who has a question about a Coosa dogwood.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Great, Jack.
I talked to you last Sunday over Mahoney's. And I want to thank you for the idea of cleaning my bird bath with the bleach and the paper towels. It came out new cement. But my question today is, I've got two of them. One, I've got about a 20-year-old Coosa dogwood. It's probably 20 feet high. I only have a few blooms of blossoms way at the very top. Nothing else. I mean, it's very healthy looking and all.
Yep.
But there's some branches in the middle that I noticed lichens are forming on, and I was wondering what might happen and what can I do with that. And then I've got a honeysuckle. I'm looking at it right now. It's about 3 feet tall, beautiful yellow flowers, but something has eaten all the leaves right off of it. I was wondering if you can tell me what I can do with that.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would do with the honeysuckle is you need to fertilize that. So get either plant tone fertilizer, or Dr. Earth has a great shrub and tree fertilizer. And the Dr. Earth will contain the mycorrhizae, and that will help to rebuild the foliage a lot quicker. Mycorrhizae will double the size of the root system of the plants that are fed in a 30 to 60 day period. And all you got to do is sprinkle it around the base of the plant, scratch it in. You've got to work the mycorrhizae into the soil for it to really do a good job. So feed it, give it plenty of water, and the leaves will come right back on that. The lichens that are growing on the Coosa dogwood is because of where you live. If there's a lot of moisture, especially if you live near the ocean, you're going to have some of that, and it just grows on it. Like if you were in Florida, you'd have Spanish moss coming from the trees. It's just due to the moisture in the air. Coosa dogwoods, if you have a wet year, especially when they're making the flower buds, they don't make as many. And as you know, my favorite tree is a coosa. And last year, it was so heavy with flowers that a lot of the branches were actually touching the ground. That's how heavy it was. This year, I don't think I have 20% of what I had last year. So what I'm going to do, and it works incredible, I have a Miracle-Gro feeder. I fill the feeder. I have both the liquid and the powder. So you fill the feeder full of the powder, or else if you've got the liquid with those cartridges, put a brand new cartridge in it, turn on the hose so that the liquid coming out is about 3 to 6 inches. You don't want it full blast. And just lay the Miracle-Gro feeder at the base of the tree until the container is empty of liquid fertilizer. And when it's not coming out blue, if you're using the powder or the liquid is clear, when it's empty, you have applied about, I think it's 50 gallons of fertilizer to that tree. And I will do that June, July, and August. That's when all of your trees make the buds for the following year. So if you've got a dogwood, a Coosa dogwood, if you've got a flowering grab, if you have a flowering pear or a cherry, and they're not blooming like they should, if you just fill your whole container full of fertilizer, just crack the hose so the coming out of the sprayer is only about 3 to 6 inches, because you want it to soak into the ground slowly, and I move it 2 or 3 times in that period, that root system is saturated with a liquid food, and it really helps them to give you more buds for next year. They bloom in the spring or the early summer, and then late summer, right into the fall, is when they make the flower buds. So by feeding them, you're going to see a big difference. You try that, and I guarantee you next year your tree will be loaded with flowers. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Mary from Massachusetts, who has some questions about lilacs.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. I have a question regarding lilacs. I had about 3 or 4 weeks cut the tops off, prune the tops off them before they bloomed and so forth. So I was going to get rid of them. Someone told me just to put them into the ground and they would root or grow back themselves. Is that true?
You mean if you prune the top off, just stick the branches in the ground and they would root?
Yes, it just grow themselves. I mean,
no.
Do they need roots? Don't they need roots to grow?
Yeah, they do need roots to grow. The one thing that you can, If you take the new growth, you can use some hard wood rooting powder, but you need to grow it in a greenhouse environment to make those cuttings grow. Normally you could dig the suckers that are coming out from the base of the plant. They'll have their own roots and you can transplant that. Another thing that you can do, if you have some of the younger branches, let's say that are like 3 feet tall, the branches are still flexible. And what you do is you bend one of those branches down, you make a hole in the ground, so you bend the branch into the hole and the tip of the branch back up out of the hole, and then put a rock on top of the ground so it doesn't stand up. And where the wood is in contact with the ground, it will make a root system. So it looks like a big U in the ground. And what I've done, and it really speeds up the process, where the U, at the bottom of the U, is going to be in the ground, I take a knife and I scrape some of the bark off, bend the branch, put a rock on top of it so it doesn't come up, or what you could do, it works even better, is to take the old wire coat hangers and cut it so it's like a big bobby pin. And that way you can pin the branch into the ground, but the tip has to come back up. And by the end of the summer, you'll have a brand new plant, fully rooted, without the use of rooting powder and greenhouses and things like that. And I've done that with rhododendrons. I've done it with mountain laurel, with azaleas, holly, anything that's really flexible. And your broadleaf evergreens, again, azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, holly, boxwood, inkberry, ilex, skimmia, they all work very, very quick by just bending it into this U-shaped form. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Bob from New Hampshire, who has a question about his lawn.
Bob, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I don't know if you could hear me. I got a problem with, I had a problem with grubs. We got rid of the grubs, but the after effects are still there. We cannot get rid of the moles and chipmunks in our lawn. I got tunnels everywhere. I seem to have cured the back lawn, but my front lawn, it's just soft spots all over in new
okay.
tunnels.
What you want to do is get a product called Mole Scram. It comes, you can buy it by the bag or a large plastic container, and it's a granular that you can spread on the areas where the moles are and then water it in, and it is a castor oil based product. And when the moles dig through the lawn, they have to tunnel through the castor oil. Castor oil is sticky. And they don't like the feel of it on their fur, and they're just like a cat. They'll clean themselves with their tongue, licking this oily film off of their fur. And when they do, they are eating the castor oil. And it will give them the runs. And every time they go there, they're going to end up getting the runs, and they will leave. And I use it. Yeah, on the right side of my house, we have a cluster of pine trees, and they spend the summer in there. And in the fall, they normally come out into my lawn and destroy it. 2 years ago, I started putting down Mole Scram in September, and I have not had a problem since. And it works wonderful. And you just put it down, water it, let the dogs and cats run through the yard. It's crystals of a concentrated castor oil plus other ingredients. Very safe, very natural, and it will stop them dead in their tracks. And they will leave, believe me. And a lot of the garden centers carry it. Mole Scram. Dawn, who's next?
This is David from California, who has a question about acid rain.
David, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hey, morning. I was interested in this issue of acid rain, and you know, most of your shows are up in the Northeast, right? And so you're,
right.
You know, I'm out here in California, so I'm not as immediately familiar with it as, and so I was wondering if you have some knowledge about how you study acid rain, how you spot it, you know, in terms of crops and whatnot. And specifically where I'm going with this is with the big Gulf oil spill, they're saying that the fumes off of that are going to either turn into either acid rain or some sort of a chemical rain. And,
right.
you know, obviously many storms off the Gulf could, you know, they could go all the way up to Nashville or even further north in a bigger storm. And so,
right.
you know, they may have a lot of crop loss there that, if it wasn't, if they didn't have what are called baseline studies, you know, starting right now, in the pH of the rain in a normal basis, when the acid rain or chemical rain starts to fall, they're going to have trouble doing lawsuits against BP if they didn't have those baseline studies. So I'm just wondering, are you very familiar with what people had to do, say, 20 years ago when acid rain was a bigger problem?
Well, acid rain is still a problem. As you said, acid rain comes in New England, where I live. We've had a problem with acid rain, and a lot of it came because the winds go from the West Coast to the East Coast, and it picked up some of the pollution from the auto manufacturing plants, from the steel plants, and it picked up that pollution and brought it here. And there was a lot of concern, still is a lot of concern, on the, for example, the maple trees and how the acid rain is hurting the maple trees for the maple sugar. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll talk more about what the acid rain will do and ways that you can help to neutralize it. Okay? So don't leave. We'll talk a little bit more about the acid rain problems.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Mold Tox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development even during drought condition, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies, and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with David from California about acid rain. In the Northeast, the one tree that really gets affected with acid rain are the maples. The oaks are a little bit more tolerant. Our evergreens are a little bit more tolerant, but the maples are the trees that really, really suffer. Things that you can do on your own property is lime the soil, because the acid rain is going to make the soil more acidic. And when the soils get too acidic, the plants have a problem making flowers. And if it's a vegetable garden, it's the fewer flowers you have, the fewer vegetables you're going to have. Your trees need flowers to make seeds to be able to reproduce themselves. So liming will help a great deal, but what you have to do is, if you're concerned about the acid rain, call your local county extension service and talk with them, and they can help you to get more information about that. Now, you probably have never seen what acid rain will do. We were in England many years ago with a group to visit some gardens. We drove by a sign that said Sherwood Forest, 3 miles. I almost jumped out of my seat when I saw Sherwood Forest, because that's where Robin Hood was. And so I got out of my chair, went to the front of the bus and said to the group leader, I want to go to Sherwood Forest. It's only 3 miles away. I'm the group leader and I want to make some changes. So he said, okay, let me talk to the bus driver. He talked to the bus driver. Bus driver said, no, absolutely not. You cannot go to Sherwood Forest. And I said, I want to go. And he said, you're a Robin Hood fan growing up. That's what you saw on TV. Yep. He said, I can't take you to Sherwood Forest. Sherwood Forest is dying because of the pollution in England. And what was a major, major wooded area is like 20% of what it used to be, and the pollution is killing it. So that's what we have to be aware of. And if you're concerned about acid rain, call your local state. They have information about pollution. In Massachusetts, they have the Waltham Field Station, used to be, did a lot of work on pollution and acid rain. But call your state agencies. They can help you out to get information on what you can do and what steps you can take to minimize the problem with acid rain. Okay? This is a good day to do transplanting. Be aware, the weather's been wet. It's been cool. And if you have plants like tall phlox, for example, check out the leaves today. And if you notice that the leaves are not as green as they were or as they should be, there's a disease called powdery mildew that turns the leaves all white, then eventually black. Powdery mildew on tall phlox, on lilacs, X-berry azaleas, squashes, pumpkins, can be controlled with an organic fungicide called Serenade. It comes in a pink bottle. All the garden centers carry it. But it's an organic fungicide. It will take care of powdery mildew on roses, tall phlox, lilacs, and all of your vine crops. And when the rain stops and the mist, put it on your tall phlox, because traditionally powdery mildew in the Northeast starts around the 4th of July. So you're 3 weeks away. So if you can get the Serenade on the foliage now, follow the recommendations. I think it's every 2 weeks you reapply it. It's going to help the plants to stay nice and healthy. And if you like to use organic products, there's a great website called extremelygreen.com. And all this website sells are natural and organic products. extremelygreen.com. And you'll have all kinds of things to choose from. Make sure that if you have the fungus on your tomatoes, that you put the Actinivate on it now to prevent the late blight like you had last year. Okay? If we can help you, the number to call every single Sunday, 800-259-9231. And next week, we're at Jardin Mahoney on beautiful Martha's Vineyard. Hope to see you at Jardin Mahoney. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.